Hang on, everybody. Here we go. Put your seatbelt on. This is Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. Today's show is called Don't Panic, It's Organic, like it's always called Don't Panic, It's Organic. Today I'm doing, I got three hands. You know, I woke up this morning with three hands. I have no idea how that happened. This is part of the song you'll be hearing on my next show or after this show. It's called Cosmic Spaceship. Isn't that nice? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just stop the old musical. There you go. So today's show, it's a continuation of the bricks, right? And I said that I was going to reveal a secret, and today I'm going to reveal a secret. This is a secret that's taken me all my life to discover. And I still have to get to prove it. You know, when you have a theory, you have to prove it. So, and I've proven it to myself, and I'm working on proving it to others, and others can prove it to themselves, too. That's the whole basis of science, right? And so, next month, by the way, this is the last show you can enter. No, not the last show, but it's the last show of the month, yeah. And it's the last week. So, the week coming up, my birthday is February 1st, and many of you people out there want to give me a new electric Mercedes. I would love to have that as a birthday. Otherwise, it's February 1st, it's a Friday, and the 2nd, so the next Saturday's February 2nd, start of a whole new cycle and a whole new contest. So if you want to enter, this is your last chance. Oh, I hear something. Listen. This is your last chance to enter the contest for this month. And this month, the winner will get a free lifetime membership at the club. They get my printed version of Don't Panic, It's Organic. They get two versions, really. They get the color version, which normally sells for $100. Not available in the stores anywhere. It says only get it from me. I currently have it on sale for $55. It's about as low as I can get it. It's only a limited printed edition, so that's going to be, after that, there won't be any more available. And then they have the black and white version, which sells for $20. You get that. I explained last week the reason why I'm doing that, because the artwork version is beautiful, but I can't really, people are not going to be paying $55 just for the book, or $100 just for the book, maybe. I would if I were you and save it and take care of it. So that's why I'm sending you two copies. One that you save and you take care of it. You put it in plastic. You only wear it with gloves, you know. I'm not kidding. It's done by my daughter-in-law, Cindy Berry. Hi, Cindy. And the artwork is amazing. So the color version costs a lot to print in color, right? Okay. So the black and white version is only $20. And it's nice, and it's a working version. That means that you use it, you write on it, you take it out with you. The last book I did called Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden. My copies are really used, and anybody that I know has a copy, it's a really, really used version of it. You just use it, write on it, and just destroy it. This way you have a good version of it. And also, as part of my membership, you get access to my other books. I have 21 other books. They're ebook versions you'll get. I haven't printed them out yet. I might go that route, just print out, do like print on demand. And I'm in the process of going through that right now, re-editing the books. The last one I did, I worked on how to keep mosquitoes from biting you. So we're going to have a show on that. And the current book is called Don't Panic, It's Organic, in case you don't know. If you haven't picked up your copy yet, you can get it at Amazon. Right? Or any of the bookstores, Barnes & Noble, stuff like that. Just type, Don't Panic, It's Organic. with Andy Lopez, Invincible Gardener, and their IV. You can also, of course, come to my website and buy it, but I would rather you buy it at Barnes & Noble's or Amazon, because it really is very good to channel it through those folks so they can be happy and they'll sell more books. I don't want a million people coming to my website and buying my book. It may sound ridiculous, but I have to fulfill the order. I'm seriously thinking I'm just not even making it available, but I do have it available. But you can get it at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. Just type in Don't Panic, It's Organic, Andy Lopez. There's another Don't Panic, It's Organic out there. It's not me, okay? It's a cookbook. Okay, so today, oh yeah, and I have to give you guys the phony number. If you don't already know it by heart, I don't really know it by heart myself. So you're going to have to bear with me for a second. But I think if the Skype number is BBS Radio PR, and so that's how you would find me if you wanted to get on Skype, because that's the only way we communicate with each other now. That's how you would call the station on their Skype number, and then he would pipe it in through me. But the other numbers that you can call if you want to use the standard numbers to call with is, I'm having a little, there you go, connection problem with my mic here and there. I think I'm going to have to get a new mic and new headphone. They seem to go out regularly for some reason. It's the direct number, the 800 number is 888-627-6008, right? That's the direct number. Toll-free, of course, and then toll-free number. Then the direct line is 323-744-4831. It's, like I said, BBS Radio PR. That'll get you right to us, right? Other thing that I want to say before I go on with the show is that I've gotten lots of people who have sent me email. And they did it through the newsletter, because they went to the newsletter, they subscribed to the newsletter, and then in the comment box they requested that they be entered in a contest, and then they got the news. Well, no, that's not right. Sorry. So when they went up there, they subscribed to the newsletter, they received the newsletter. The newsletter shows them the link. It says click here to receive. To enter the contest. Only way you can enter the contest is by clicking on that email link in the newsletter. Because it has it goes into a special box, and it has one for each date. Right? So today, it's for each month. It's for January. So it'll say, please enter me in the January contest. I'm a listener. And one of the things I've been doing is when I email back, received, done, I send you an email copy of a PDF, an ebook version of my book automatically. So you're going to get that for free, which is a PDF version of the printed version of the book. You would also normally get that when you join the club. You get the ebook version right away. And it depends on how you join, because I have a $55 and a $35 membership. They both are lifetime membership, and you pay extra for shipping because you get the printed version of it. But I have a digital version of the membership. It's just $20 for a lifetime, but you don't get anything printed. Everything you get, it's electronic. That's why it's called digital version, right? So you can, when you sign up immediately, you get email back, which will have two things. One is a manual tells you what to do, and the other one will be the ebook. And the manual that tells you what to do shows you how to subscribe to the podcast, right? We have a special podcast for members. This is a free podcast, Don't Panic, It's Organic. You can get it through here, through BBS Radio, or you can get it through my website, InvisibleGardener.com. Okay, so I appreciate that. And so this is the last chance to join. So I will go up to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get a newsletter back. It also tells you how to, in the newsletter, of course, you'll be able to click on enter the contest, or when you subscribe for the newsletter, you can easily say, I listen to the radio show, please enter me in the contest. It's the same effect. I end up getting something that says, I listen to your radio show, please enter me in the contest. And it'd be really good, right, if you tell me how you're listening to it, whether you're on bbsradio.com, or whether you're going through iTunes, or were you on TalkShoe, or lots of other different SoundCloud, lots of different ways I put the radio show up there, okay? Just so I get an idea of who's listening from where, okay? Okay, so next month we have the whole month is all about the soil. I call it, it's alive, it's alive, alive. I need an echo, alive, 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 alive. So I think I gave out the phone numbers. You're welcome to call and tell the engineer. The other thing that people do is they send me email. They have a question, send me your email, and I'll be happy to answer it. You could do that, and you know, a lot of people say, I don't really want to subscribe to a newsletter. I don't want anything. I just want you to send you an email and get help. So you send it to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. And in the subject, you write radio show help, and in the body, you tell me what the problem is. And I will reply to you, receive the email, and then I will answer it in the following show. It doesn't enter you in the contest. When I reply to you, I have to then take that email and put it into a special place that enters you into the contest. And the other way is done automatically. It's where there's too many things I can't keep up with. So if you enter it through the newsletter, it gets entered automatically. Otherwise, I have to do it. And if I get backlogged, I can't enter you and you're not going to enter it. And next week, next Saturday show, I will announce the winner of this month, right? Okay, so let's see. There are a bunch of other stuff going on right now, more or less, I would think, you know. information that I have to tell you about. So next week is it's all alive. It's about the soil, okay? So the first week is going to be an interesting show. You might want to be... Well, you should listen to every show, but the first week I'm going to be telling you what it is I do in my service. I do a service. I've been doing it since, 1970. And service is a very different service in a lot of ways. And I'll explain to you what it is I do, and I would take notes if I were you, because I'm more than happy to help you try to duplicate that kind of service at your location, because nobody else is doing it. It's a really very different approach to dealing with bugs and diseases and pests and health and all this kind of stuff, see? And so I'll be explaining to you, because you say, since I'm a soil doctor, right, and since what I do deals with the soil, this is a perfect time to explain to you what it is I do and why. Okay, I have 900 videos up on iTunes, iTube. let's see, where do I have all those videos at? iTube? No, it's not iTube. It's iPhone. I can't remember the stupid name of the. It's called YouTube. I got YouTube, right? On YouTube, over 900 videos on YouTube. I've been doing it a long time. And I also have the videos up on my website. It's under blog. It says invisiblegardener.com, and you'll see it under blog. The services are listed up there, too. All the services I provide. The following week, there it goes again. My headphone is starting to go. I think that means it's a loose connection somewhere along the wiring. Either I have to buy a new headphone. I think I need a new headphone entirely, because when that starts to happen, you have to sort of not move. Don't move too much. So in the following week, the second week, it's going to be called Mycelium and I. I was going to call it Mycelium and Me, but it's not grammatically right. So it's Mycelium and I. Mycelium. If you don't know what that is, you will know. The third week is called the soil connection. And in parentheses, you know, soil, I always find it interesting. This sounds very similar to soul, S-O-U-L, S-O-I-L. The only difference is O-I and O-U. So I talk about the soil connection, right? I'm hoping, by the way, that I'm not having any paremos with my Skype connection here, because nobody, share screen. That's still on the share screen thing, whatever that is. It says share screen. I don't know how I ended up with that. Oh, there it is. Now I got it. Everything seems to be okay. I get the things. I get a smiley face and a thumb up and a thumb up and a smiley face. No, that's not him. I guess he's not even. The engineer is out there enjoying the trees and the birds and all that stuff. So, so this is going to be called the soil connection, right? What the and one of the things I would talk about in the soil connection is, believe it or not, how trees communicate and how the mycelium communicates with us and other living beings. So we'll be talking really about the connection right there. I call it the soil connection. And then the last week, I'm going to call it, it's called Secrets to Healing. So it's part of what I've learned about the secret that I'm going to reveal to you today that I've learned all these years. It's taken me all these years. I'm just going to be 70, and this is one of the most important thing that I can think of, other than what we do and how the soil functions. Maybe that's a good title for it. So I'm going to put it here, the fourth week, How the Soil Functions. Yeah, baby. I have the urge. Let's see. I have an urge, don't I? I have an urge. Yeah, what's the urge? Okay, let's see what happens here. Urge. Oh, no, it's not. Nothing's happening. Oh, there you go. I play the congos, and I'm really into all this stuff. This was called Cosmic Pathogen. Anyway, I put this down here, but the little sound you hear is the fan of the computer. So the computer fan is humming, and it's making the desk hum, which in turn makes the speaker hum. I guess it doesn't get any quieter if I lift it up. So that's going to be next week. Next month, right, in February, we're going to be doing the soil. It's alive. And I'm actually going to be talking about minerals, and I'm going to be talking about rock dust and microbes and how they all are happy together, should be happily working together. And that's what February is going to be by, beyond. I'm trying to figure out where my little calendar is that I have here. That's February, okay. In March, I'm going to be covering remineralization. So I'm hoping to get Joanne Campy and Don Weaver on. I haven't even asked them yet. That's going to be for March. I mean, right to ask them. And like February soil, I really needed to have a soil company come online. And I apologize. I have been so busy getting dental work and surgery on eye work. And I've been really busy with my beloved, Susan. She's 87 and is having a little bit of a hard time. She had surgery done, you know. And so it's just a mess. And then, of course, I lost my co-host, which was helping me with all of this. And I'm still looking for a co-host, someone that could. See, what I want to do is not just the way I work. It's I could hire somebody per hour, you know, and say, okay, I'll give you $10 an hour or $25 an hour. I think $25 an hour is a good deal to just be a co-host on my show, and it will take usually 1 hour or 2 hours a week to get a show together. But the way I work is that the more money I make, the more money you make. And when I'm doing a show right, and the show is promoting money for me, because that's one reason why I do it. I love to educate, but I really, really need to have a source of income coming in like everybody else. And I figure, well, if I get old, which I will be, I don't need to go out anymore. I can just do my show here, make a living, a reasonable living. So that's why I tell people, join the club, right? That's one way for income to come in. I also sell my book, I try to generate income from that. I haven't started getting advertising here or sponsors, which I will be looking for sponsors, but I know exactly what they want. They want an audience. They want people that are interested. They want me to show it to them, prove it to them. Like I said, last year I had over 100,000 downloads just on iTunes alone. And adding the downloads for here, I don't know if I do. I'm still confused as to how to figure out who is listening to me through here, but what's downstream and certain like things like that that can't be a record of. It's around 2,000 per show, I think it is, or 2,000 per month. I'm not really sure, but I'm going to work it out. So I can eventually show people that, this. I'm hearing echoes of people talking and stuff. Probably a lot of people running. That's what happens when you live in a condo. These mics pick up stuff from everywhere. So once I get a sponsor and stuff, that's another story. So for now, I will be looking for a sponsor. This show has been brought to you by and or advertisers. And there are special type of people in the organic business or the organic agricultural business or something to do with the environment, right? If it's an environment thing, I like to do public announcements, so I will be setting that up. So more and more is going to be happening as we go down the road. So you don't want to miss any of this. You want to make sure you get in on the podcast. Like I said, you can get it from bbsradio.com or you can get it from invisiblegardener.com. You can even get podcasts from iTunes. Just type in Don't Panic, It's Organic. Okay, so let me talk to you a little bit. And so in March, we're going to be doing rock dust. April, we're going to do a natural pest control month. So that's going to be a good time for you to call me and say, I have this pest or this, my plant has this pest or this disease. If you have a pest or a disease, you're calling the wrong show. But if your pests have a plant, pest or a disease, I can help you with it, especially if you have a pet. So one of the things I do, we have a healthy pet day, healthy pet, right? So that's going to be broken up into each week. We'll have a different subject I'll be covering, see, right? So one of the things I'll be covering is natural flea control, right? Natural flea and tick control. Boy, I have a cramp in my side here. And then in May, we do natural disease control, covering all the different things. In June, we'll be doing natural organic tree care. In July, do organic fruit tree care, right? In August, we're going to be covering the healthy lawn. September, organic rose care. Somewhere along in there, we're going to be doing vegetable gardening and soil testing, right? So now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the secret that I have been working on. And so if you've been following the show, I've been talking about BRIX, B-R-I-X. You can look it up, BRIX. And one of the things that people get if they mention the BRIX show is that I will email them back the free BRIX ebook done by a friend of mine, which he has allowed me to give away. And that explains it really, really well. And it has a chart and everything. It's also available on my website under free resources. So I've been talking a lot about the BRIX. I think I wish this thing, what I need is one of those mics that extends, hangs down like they do in the real world. Now I can just sit back here and just sort of, yeah. Anyway, so I've been, this past month I've been talking about BRIX. I've been talking about what that means, what it is. I've been talking about the refractometer, the little device. I'm not going to go over that again. Okay, so you can actually listen, if you're just tuning in, listen to the past shows, and you'll get that information that you want, and I explained it really well. So for now, for today, what I want to do is, assuming we all understand we're on the same page, assuming we know what we're talking about in terms, what I'm talking about in terms of BRIX, what is the BRIX level, and why am I concentrating on BRIX so much, and what does that have to do with minerals? And what is the secret you have to reveal to us, right? So I'm going to go right to the secret, which is it's a secret only because I don't know if anybody else is even talking about it. Even not so much bricks, right, or minerals, but this particular thing I'm talking about. So let me just tell you the secret, because it's not really a secret. It's a new, oh, ouch, I hit my toe. It's not even new. I'm just saying, no, why is nobody talking about this? Why are we missing this? Why are we missing it? And I'm just bringing it to light, because nothing's ever discovered, right? I'm not rediscovering something. I'm just finding it, locating it, and bringing it back to life. Right? I'm not going to tell you. I decided I'm just not going to tell you guys anything. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to call me and force me to reveal this secret, because I am not going to do it. Nope, not going to happen. I think I'm doing way too many of them, their drugs. Okay. So, I was going to say, how are we doing, Mr. Engineer? Do I get a thumbs up, thumbs down? Anyway, so here's the secret. Okay, so I often, you know, when I started doing this, I would say to myself, what makes a plant healthy? Then I said, well, gee, what makes a human being healthy, right? What makes me healthy? And, there's lots of things that overall makes me healthy and it makes plants healthy, right? But it comes down to what we eat, right? It comes down to what we eat. So, and that was, because if we don't eat the right things, we're not going to be healthy. And if we're not healthy, we're not going to be happy, right? Healthy, right? One of the things that makes us happy is being healthy, right? And so happy, and as I've told people before, the greater the stress, the greater the pest. I made that up. And because it's logic, it's pure logic. You're stressed out, something's going to happen to you. Whether you freak out over this, you're going to break that. You're not digesting your food, all kinds of stuff, right? And in terms of the bug world, let me write this. Good to hear. Yeah. In terms of the bug world, that's a very important issue. It really is a very important issue. Bugs are like hunters. Nature's gardeners, but they're really a hunter-gardener, right? Like a wolf. Remember I talked about the wolf goes after the six sheep? Well, that's the way it is all throughout the living kingdom, right? The healthy go after the sick or go after the weaker. So it's what we eat. Now, the BRICS level measures in plants what the plants have eaten. And it measures in terms of sugar, because sugar is one thing the plants use. When photosynthesis, they make sugar out of sunlight. They're a process. And the sugar is what carries the minerals. See? So there's lots of relationship between plants and people in terms of the hemoglobin. Our blood, the blood in the tree, plant and the blood in our body have a lot in common. Okay? So what we eat is important. And what the BRICS and the refractometer does is actually tells you in a subtle way the minerals that it's getting. The bugs can see that too. Okay, so now here's the thing. Okay, so the secret is carbohydrates. Carbohydrates. Okay, so bugs love carbohydrates as a source of food energy for them. Now, why would a bug go after one plant and not after another plant? The same, just say you have two citrus. The citrus is not the right thing because, same any plants. Just say two citruses, two roses, two peaches, two plum trees, right? You name it. Other than maybe two blades of grass, because it's like grass is really like one big organism. I don't think one blade of grass would be very different than another blade of grass in terms of nutritional So what would be the secret? Why are you going up to that bug plant and not up to that bug? Why are you going up to that tree and not that tree? What is the difference? Carbohydrates. There's two types of carbohydrates. You got to write this down. Two types of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates, and complex carbohydrates. It's interesting to note that the complex carbohydrates cannot be digested by the insects. They cannot digest it. Therefore, they wouldn't be too eager to go after it. This is the evolution that nature has in her wisdom developed us. When a plant has simple carbohydrates, they're food for the bugs and everything else that comes with it. If they're complex carbohydrates, the bugs move on to other plants that have simple carbohydrates. Complex, simple carbohydrates in the human body is not good. Complex carbohydrates, however, is. Lots of relationships. I have another show called The Body in the Garden. You'd be surprised at the relationship, because we evolved from the soil. Basically, we evolved from the garden. That means we have to have the same foundation, have to have lots of things similar to us, to each other. So that is the secret right there. You're not going to find it written down anywhere. Because I have gone to professors and they go, duh. It goes right over their heads because they're being trained from day one, find a chemical that kills that bug. Forget why that bug, what the bug is doing. Ignore that the bug is a good guy, right? Make your people think that that's a bad bug and that bug is doing something bad and we have to kill it. Or disease. Or the same thing in the human body, right? I was looking at the a commercial yesterday that basically said, and I'm just changing it a little bit because that's not what they really said. They're not going to say, look, we don't care what junk food you eat, just take these pills. They're not going to say that. Now you can eat whatever you want to eat, just take these pills. I love it, man, I love it. And it's the same thing with, you want to have a grass that's beautiful? Now you have the weed and feed. You can put, while you fertilize your lawn, your weed, you're controlling the weeds. Beautiful lawn. Not that much different in my eyes. So it's besides the fact that the weed stuff in there is toxic to you, toxic to your pets, toxic to your children. Even the ants stay away from that stuff. They say, we're not coming near it. It destroys the soil, the makeup of the soil. Roundup is not exactly good for the soil. Roundup is cocaine for the soil. It destroys the soil. Seriously, it kills the microbiological bacteria in the soil. Not just Roundup, but anything else. Name the fertilizer. Name the chemical fertilizer that you're using on that. Because I'm always amazed about professional certified arborists. They get called, this tree is not doing too well. It's got this bug or disease. Okay, let's spray for the bug, and let me put some chemical fertilizer down, and we're good. He doesn't even say, well, what are you doing to the soil? What's going on with the soil? Why does the tree have that in the first place? No. I'm going to come by and spray regularly the chemical to kill the bug. And this fertilizer, we put it down in. It usually has high nitrogen, which the plant will go, and it just grow really fast, really stressed out, which only makes it worse. One of the last things you do with certain types of diseases in the soil is increase the nitrogen. Duh. Okay, Phytophthora feeds on the nitrogen. Excessive nitrogen makes it worse. It evolved that way. Really fast. A lot of these things evolve like literally overnight because of what we're doing, what we're doing. Right? So plants that are fed chemically through the... And one of the interesting things that I found... And, you're going to find me very, very weird, but I don't even want to tell you what my IQ is, okay? Because I can talk to scientists about all kinds of weird things, okay? But here's the thing that's going on, and I almost forgot it. I almost lost the train of thought, is that when I teach people about the soil and what happens and how it functions, there's when you use a chemical fertilizer on the soil, you're destroying the microbiological makeup of the soil. And what happens is, right, what happens is that, and I will go over this more in details, and I wish, that's one reason why, see, we're going to switch sooner or later to video, live streaming, because then I'll have a class. Then I can have I have a green screen already set up in the background. I can only not only do videos, but I can have a digital blackboard up there that I can draw stuff on, and you will see. Okay, so imagine a tree. So you see a tree. You know what a tree is like, right? There's a line with the soil. So let's look at a side view of the soil with the trees growing in. Just look at the side view of the soil. You know roots. Everybody knows that trees have roots. But did you know that the roots have roots, and 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 they keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So they're tiny little roots, and on those tiny little roots are certain type of mycelia that live there. They live as a specialized type of mycelia. They live on the little tiny root hairs. They're called root hairs, right? So a special type of mycelium there. Mycelium is a special type of fungi. The fungi we all evolved from the fungi. That's why people say, boy, you do a lot of mushrooms. Well, I learned how to communicate. I learned about the communication that the mycelium has, how you can communicate with mycelium. When you eat psychedelic mushrooms, what do you think you're doing? You're communicating with this being that's blowing you away. Anyway, you have roots, and the roots have roots, and each roots have little smaller roots, and eventually you have tiny little roots with microscopic hairs on it. If you use chemical fertilizers, it destroys the root hair, little mycelium. Not only destroys the mycelium, but the little root hair. So you have this root, no root hairs. And what happens is this chemical fertilizer is immediately absorbed into the plants, immediately. The nitrogen, everything immediately goes in there. So think of it as if you were eating through a feeding tube and you wasn't actually putting anything in your stomach. You was just, you know, have this thing, you punch a needle in there and you're getting food. No matter how well that food is going to be, you're still going to die because your stomach's not working. So if you're pumping the plant up with this chemical fertilizer, it's a salt. It's a salt, S-A-L-T, chemical fertilizers are salts. The Roman Empire, when they conquered a country, they salted the land. Trust me, read it, look up. They salted the land so you couldn't grow anything. So we're using a chemical fertilizer to salt the land, killing the natural microbial life in there. Think of it as in the soil, you have a condo, not necessary condo, but you have a tower. Like you have like in New York, you know, they have these buildings, tall buildings. They have all these floors on them, right? All these floors. So what first floor goes up to the 100th floor, something like that, whatever. Each floor has a different microbial life in it, You know, and the pH factor has a lot to do with it. But so imagine atomic bomb blowing everything up. That's what happens when you do the salt chemical fertilizers. It blows everything up. The same thing when you rototill the soil, blows everything up. It takes a long time for each microbe to establish itself because they all have different tasks, different things that they do. Right? Understand? You'll understand me? So when you do a chemical fertilizer, you're eating sugar. You're like, okay, you're going to eat sugar, right? Woo! Imagine if you ate sugar. You're going to have a sugar rush. I can't do sugar anymore, okay, because it causes all kinds of problems in my body. It destroys the soil. And that's just sugar. The real problem is the super-duper high-fructose sugar that genetically modified. Okay, there used to be high-fructose sugar, but genetically modified. They came up with a super-duper high-fructose sugar, 100 times more concentrated. They wanted to call it, if I ate this sugar, I would die, but they're too smart. They said, we're going to call it some fancy name. And they say it's fructose. And it's not, because it is chemically, but it's a genetically modified, a genetically engineered organism. And it's not found in nature. And you're going to get this massive amounts of sugar. And the logic is people like it sweet, so the more sweeter it is, the more you eat it. that's an evolutionary thing that we have evolved. We evolved to eat sweet things and hate to eat bitter things. It goes back to the bricks. It affects us in a lot of ways we don't know. So when you do that, you make the plant grow, which with the chemical fertilizers usually have a few trace minerals. So, you know, it's a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and they probably have a little bit of iron, maybe some copper, maybe some magnesium. They need 96 different ones, 96 different trace minerals, including the more exotic ones like gold and, cadmium and mercury and lead. You should say, oh, those are toxic. No. Yeah, they're toxic and if they're not in the right proportion, at least like millions of parts, right? And so the plant will grow. You know, you grow up, but it's not going to be very healthy, and it's be open to all kinds of diseases and attack, and it won't work. It won't work. That's why lots of these pests and diseases are running rampant now, because it isn't going to work. Reactive, which is the best way to go? Reactive or proactive? You got 5 seconds. Ding! Proactive, not reactive. This whole agricultural thing that we have set up, the whole medical thing. You go to the doctor when you are reactive. I'm in pain. I go to the doctor. I have a dental pain. I go to the doctor. You never see the doctor when you're happy and healthy because he doesn't know how to deal with you. He has to say, what do you want? When I take my wife to the doctor, he says, who is that guy? He doesn't, what's wrong with him? He never comes to me for anything. I said, no, I'm fine, man. You know? And a few times I wasn't fine. He still didn't help me. Because he doesn't connect food, junk food. He says, eat all the junk food you want to and take these two pills. So I started eating. My problem was that a long time ago, natural was natural. It's just like certified organic is certified organic. So natural was a natural product. No chemical fertilizers or so forth was used. Until the sugar company got a hold of it, and Monsanto got a hold of it, and they said, look, sugar is natural, so therefore it should be part of the natural products that you can buy in the stores now, and they got away with it. They wanted to say radiation is natural, so you can radiate stuff, and they figured, no, they couldn't get away with that, because it is natural, right? And that's why Monsanto is having such a wonderful time, because they're saying it's all natural. It's in the cell. It's in the genes. How can it affect you, right? There's no Roundup anywhere other than the cell, and the cell is natural, so everything's natural. It isn't going to affect you. That's not entirely right. So anyway, I was eating soy, coconut popsicles, you know. They said natural. Somewhere along the line, they switched it from natural sources, which would be whatever natural sugar comes from the coconut, right, or whatever the natural product was, to this super-duper, if I eat it, I'm going to die sugar. And what happens if you get all this sugar in your body? Your body produces yeast, and you freak out, more sugar. So I was having a sinus infection, which is due to the yeast. And I can't handle any sugar now because the body goes, sugar, 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 sugar. I'm a sugar addict, right? And so I was getting sick from that time. I don't even go out, don't even eat the stuff that says natural because it isn't what we call natural. Anyway, so that's what happens is your plant goes really stressed out and the bugs and then the diseases attack it. And you name the pest, you know, so there's a shot hole borer, okay? It's called shot hole borer. It's basically a borer. It's a mommy beetle that says, I am going to lay my eggs in this yummy tree here, because this yummy tree is perfect for my children to grow and perfect for this fungi. It developed a unique method, not unique, there's lots of different creatures who do it, of growing its babies. If that tree is perfect for me, for my children, I'm going to drill a hole so that nobody can get at me with their pesticide, which they're having a problem spraying them with the pesticide. And I'm going to grow the fungus because the fungus will grow in that tree. That's perfect environment. And then my children will lay the eggs and my children will eat the fungus. So, and they're having a problem dealing with it because you can't, you know, how can we spray the tree if that borer goes deep into the same thing with bark beetles. Bark beetles, it's a little different, but they bore into the tree, lay their eggs down in there. and then the eggs attack the tree, whereas the Shahu border of the eggs go after the the fungi and then and the fungus. The fungus will not grow in that tree if the conditions are right, or rather, the fungus will grow in the tree if the conditions are wrong. You capricci, right? Okay, let me see. I have to do this because normally I was going to do like something in the background. I like kind of doing something, you know, music in the background, but. That's a Tibetan singing bowl, by the way. Okay. Just a reminder, the show right after this is called The Cosmic Spaceship. And, you know, I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do other than play my music, but one of the things I'm going to do eventually is create a song online with the energy of the people that are listening in. So, back to the talk about the what happens. So, we have two different things. We have the simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. What makes it complex is the minerals. What makes it simple is the lack of minerals. That's why it's called simple and complex. Duh, right? and so I've learned that that's the connection. So I don't really need a Brix, a refractometer. I don't need to. I look at a plant. You know, you're a good gardener. You look at it and go, wow, that's a beautiful looking plant, right? It's healthy. It's putting out the flowers. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. It's not being attacked by anything, you know? And after all, you get to know what you're doing that makes it work. This is useful. This is a device you can see. It'll explain to you what you're doing wrong to a certain degree. Some people need tools. A good gardener uses his body as a tool. You know, you can look at the plants and go, I guess I overfed it. Well, I'm not feeding it right, right? You know? So it's a tool that you use. I don't need it. I stopped doing soil testing a long time ago. So I know what needs to be done to the soil. And that's what you got to do, testing or not. Testing just shows you what you're not doing. If you're doing it right, there it is. Perfect. Okay, great. After a while of doing it and it's showing up perfect, well, maybe I don't need to test it anymore. I do test it when I go to a new customer because they need proof. I don't need the proof. I can tell them what the needs, but when I show them a lab that says, you're missing these trace minerals. They go, well, I don't care about trace minerals. Yeah, but the plants do and the soil does. You know, if you want this to grow healthy, do it. Otherwise, I can't help you. I get calls, you know, top all the time. People want me to come to their place. What's wrong with that? Well, you need to do, what are you doing to the soil? Nothing. Well, that's your problem. I don't want you to do anything to the soil. Well, then I can't help you. I just want you to do the tree. I tell people, look, you want me to fix your finger, but I can't help you. If you even just want me to do your hand, I can't help you. It has to be the whole body. And, you know, well, just do this tree right here. Don't do the rest of the property, really. It's just mind-boggling a lot of times, okay? So it's carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. If I don't teach you anything else, remember that. And remember the reason why it's like that. Basically, it's the trace minerals. Right, it's the trace minerals, and so that's why I talk a lot about rock dust. But you can't just throw rock dust around. Chew on some rocks and see how well that works for you. You can't. You can you get stones. You have to have an operation to take them out because your body's going to go, what the heck is this? Where's right? You have to eat something. I ate something. I ate something. I ate something, and so on, so we can get it in our body in a form that we can do it. See, so you can't sprinkle. So it goes back to you have to promote the life of the soil. You have to work with the living soil. And that goes down to also using compost, which, by the way, next month when I talk about the soil, I'm also have to include compost in there. One of the things I neglect, because there's so much to do here. I could do a show every day and talk for a year. So I'm trying to cover everything. So I have a few minutes left, 10 minutes or so, and then I'll start the cosmic spaceship. I'm assuming nobody has any question. Everybody's pretty smart. They all figured it out already. I asked a few folks, what's the deal? And they're very, said, we're very shy. I don't like calling. I don't like talking to anybody on the air and all that stuff. I said, it's fine. You email me. That's great. So that's the main, most important thing. And, and then you have to understand how you can get the minerals to them. So there are many different sources of minerals. When you make compost, the real reason why you're making compost, and you think, well, I'm making compost because I'm recycling everything, right? I don't throw any food away. I'm recycling it. And that's not the real reason why we make compost. Not the real reason why we make compost. We make compost to put to duplicate what nature does in helping the soil get the microbial life and the bacteria and the minerals together. So when you make compost, you get microbial life. That's why you use animal manure in the first place. The microbial life for each animal is different, though. Microbial life from a horse, microbial life from a cow. Their stomach microbes are different than from a bear and from a bird. They all have their own unique microbial, which goes in the soil. Hello. What do you think they do when they poo-poo? I was telling people about in the old days when there was no humans around, there was millions, if not trillions, of animals running around doing this thing. That's a remineralization, restoration of the soil process, constantly keeping the soil alive and active, which is not really going on. Look around. When's the last time you had an animal come and die on your property or poo-poo? The birds are less. The animals are less and less and less and less. Put up a wall, keep them from doing what they're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? So we make compost to duplicate nature and put it back into the soil. So when you make compost, you make it from different types of animal manure. That way you get the different blend of microbial life. If you're making compost that doesn't have animal manure, it's not compost. And if you make compost, you don't add rock dust to a source of mineral, it's not compost. You're not doing the purpose of why you're making compost for. Therefore, you're going to have problems. I get a lot of people say, I made compost and it didn't work. I still had to do this. I still had to do that. Compost is not the answer. No, you didn't make very good compost. What you put in is what you get out of it. So if you make compost, you don't add any minerals, you don't add any bacteria, what are you going to get out of it? I tell people, do you know the difference when you're making compost, or you're making something that's rotting, when your soil is rotting? Or you can make something that looks good. You know, you can get kitchen waste, all kinds of stuff around it, and dump it in there and blend it together correctly and, you know, let it heat up and cook things. It's going to look really nice. But send it to a lab. See what you get out of it. Nothing. And on top of that, you know, if you're chemically, conventionally growing stuff, it's going to be growing trace mineral deficient to begin with. And you make compost out of that, you're going to get the trace minerals out of that. That's why the biodynamic system is unique. I studied it for a long time, and I applied it to my – I learned to expand it. But basically, it says it – weeds. What are the jobs of weeds? The weeds' jobs is to bring certain trace minerals up from the soil into the surface, down below into the surface of the soil. You can look at a certain weed and say, well, that soil is trace mineral deficient in that – because that weed brings up that mineral. So whatever the mineral that weed brings up is deficient in the soil. And you can tell the pH, because weeds will only grow in a certain pH. It's like certain microbes only grow in a certain pH. See? See what I'm saying? So you have to make compost that has microbially active and minerally active, you know, minerally rich. Otherwise, you're not going to get the product which will heal and which will work. Right? So that's why it's very important to make compost. And I you know, believe it or not, and I have to apologize when I'm doing this list of what I'm doing here. I missed the compost month because, you know, the soil microbial really should be compost. So that's going to be one of the other weeks I'm going to talk about compost, because I'm surprised I missed it. And that just shows you how I'm doing a million things here, you see, and I didn't. So when I talk about the soil connection, so I'm going to have to say that, you know, this is going to have to be a big section here on compost, because that's reason why we do that, is to bring the soil, keep the soil alive and happy and working and functioning, right? That's the whole key to it. And so that's pretty much what I'm going to do today, right? And go over with you. If you have any questions from today, I'll be putting up in a few days. I put up the show, but you can always just send me an email, andy@lopez@invisiblegardener.com. You can always go up to my website, and if I put it up on my blog about it, there's a comment section that I'm happy to answer back, right? Talk to you. If you remember, you also have the organic hotline number to call and talk to me. And of course, if you're a member, you should mention that you're a member when you call. If you call here, in case there's a big waiting line of people calling. But I'm happy that there are people out there listening to my show, and I'm not just talking to myself. I know it goes up on iTunes, and people are listening through that, and that's more convenient for people to listen to a podcast. I've been doing this podcasting forever. The reason why I'm on this station is because this station allows people to call in and talk to them. See, that's why. The other shows, you won't believe what you have to go through to be able to even talk to a person, okay? And so that makes it very difficult. You have to download their software. You have to become a member of them. You have to do all kinds of other stuff other than listening to it. One of the reasons I like this show is because sooner or later, I'm going to syndicate it to the real brick-and-mortar people. They can come online and retransmit the show through their live feedback. And I would be setting that up with them. And they're going to pay me to do it, okay? I think. I'd be fine if they do it for free. And that's part of the deal. I'm going to charge you, but then I'll say, no, you can get it for free and then rebroadcast it out to your system. So I'm going to start with the local LA market and then the San Francisco and San Diego market, you know, cover Santa California, but then eventually try to spread it out. I know I have to pay for the syndication of the thing. I have to pay them to rebroadcast it. I know how that works. So we have three more minutes to go. So visit my website, invisiblegardener.com. I've gotten a few emails saying I can't, well, it's kind of, I got one strange email that says, I can't find your website. I said, lady, you just sent the email to the right place. You can't read your own email because the email says andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. So you would think invisiblegardener.com is where you should go. Can't find the website. And it turns out when she typed in the website name, rather than, because, you know, you can't cut and paste an email, she misspelled Gardner, which is what people do. You know, and I'm not going to tell you how to misspell it, because then it gets you in your brain and you're going to misspell it. Just spell it like you're supposed to, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R, and you'll find it. You know, there it is. You're welcome to join if you want to. It's $55 for a lifetime membership, only $20 if you want to do the digital lifetime membership. My book's up there. I have my super seaweed. I sell my special rock dust blend. And then I have my blog. I do my artwork and my music up there as well. So I think we have another two more minutes. Yeah. So, and then we're going to be posting this up as soon as it comes out. But you can get the podcast if you're up over here on bbsradio.com. You click on the podcast and subscribe to there. If you're on iTunes, you can subscribe to the iTunes podcast, or you can subscribe to my podcast through InvisibleGardener.com. If you're on TalkShoe, click on the podcast button to subscribe to the podcast. There are lots of different ways you can download the podcast, right? So it's up to you. So in a minute or so, I'm going to be starting my new show called Cosmic Spaceship. And I'm planning on having fun with it. That's what it's all about. Today, what I'm going to do is just play the music that I created this past week, and then we'll see what develops down the road. So this is Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener, and I'm on here every week. I'm glad the show's back up again, and we'll get things going, and hopefully soon we'll be doing some video streaming. And in the meantime, take care and listen to a cosmic spaceship. It's called The Cosmic Spaceship. And hopefully I'll be on every, you know, continue to go on after my show here. I love the feedback for the show. Any questions, anything you think I should talk about, anything I should be doing, anything I'm doing wrong. So take care now. And I think we're off now. I'm not really sure because it's 2:00. You know, you should stop that, right? Be done, sir.